The following is a production of DallasCowboys.com and the Dallas Cowboys Football Club.
How about them Cowboys?
Yes! Go Cowboys!
This is Mixed Shots.
Streaming live on DallasCowboys.com and the official Dallas Cowboys app.
Now, here are Bill Jones, Everson Walls, and Mickey Spagnola.
It is high noon on a Thursday, state championship week here at the SWBC podcast studio at the Star in Frisco. Bill Jones, Everson Walls, and Mickey Spagnola, and we have football players on the football field today. It is an outdoor practice, but not in pads, Mickey.
Shells, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
Outdoor, yeah, because the fog lifted finally. I thought the way when I went home last night, the fog was
crazy.
So thick. It's like, well, they can't practice outside tomorrow if this continues.
Yeah, my son went and walked the dog last night. Man, it's crazy. He needed radar.
Yeah. And good news about practice, because I saw Kelvin Joseph, who missed practice yesterday with an illness, was out there. Same thing with Jonathan Hankins. They had him listed as non-injury personal yesterday, and he was back, or supposed to be back on the practice field, too. So, good news on the injury. Did you see the Texans injury report?
I did.
They had eight guys that DNP'd for either injury, rest, or personal, or illness.
Illness.
Yeah.
No, I think it was more personal.
Personal?
Yeah, I think it was more personal. I just don't feel like coming in today. Sorry. We suck. So
no, I don't think you. Right? this hurts just a little bit.
Okay, so I have their injury report here. And the most significant thing from that injury report, who is not on that injury report, the DNPs, Mario Addison knee, Malik Collins, the former
Malik
Cowboy, non-injury rest. Nico Collins, wide receiver, a foot. Brandon Cooks, wide receiver, a calf. Troy Hairston, fullback, chest. Kurt Heinisch, defensive lineman, shoulder. Jerry Hughes, the former TCU Horned Frog, who, by the way, has eight sacks on the season.
And he's
non-injury
resting.
Derek Stingley, the number three overall pick in the draft, who missed last week's game, has a hamstring and an illness. All the DNPs on that list.
And then,
so you counted up eight of them.
Eight of them, and then limited was their kicker with a right groin. I assume he's right-footed.
So. He's been very good this year.
Yeah.
He's 21 out of 23, Kymie Fairbairn.
Fairbairn.
And he has not missed an extra point. The problem for the Texans, he's only attempted 15 extra points. But he is perfect, 15 for 15. If they get to the end zone, he's been money.
Hey, man, I don't want to laugh too much. I'm not lying.
I know it.
Not good. That's not a good thing.
And,
we grew up in the church, man. You know, you got to be careful on stuff like that, because it's going to come back on you.
That's right.
You know what I mean?
That's exactly right.
So try not to be too flippant about this.
They have another TCU Horned Frog, Garrett Wallow, linebacker, who is on the injury report with an ankle injury, but he was a full participant yesterday. And when I mentioned there's the name missing from that injury report who is very significant, that would be one Rex Burkhead, who missed last week's game with a concussion.
Is he playing?
But he apparently is playing this week.
Is he
homecoming game for Rex Burkhead, the former Plano Senior High Wildcat.
Is he getting you tickets to the game?
You know,
his dad
actually works at AT&T Stadium Security.
I think you mentioned that when we talked about it. Real old hometown guy.
Right. So there you go. There is your Houston Texans report. I actually studied a lot of the Houston Texans yesterday.
Yeah, you did?
Uh-huh.
And what
felt
did you...
like I needed, like coach, needed to study extra game film of the Texans to familiarize myself with these players.
And I actually looked at their depth chart, and there wasn't a lot of names I recognized, by the way.
There are some, though.
Some?
Mm-hmm.
Well, the coach himself is kind of famous.
Lovey from Big Sandy, Texas. Lovey Smith. That's right.
My dad said that's the best-looking fullback he's ever seen play in his life.
Yep. There's state. He's speaking of state championships, mm-hmm. Big Sandy, with Lovey Smith and David Overstreet back in the 70s, state champion team, even before we came along.
Yes. My dad, that was East Texas kids. You know, it's a lot of great athletes come from East Texas. My dad was from Elysian Fields in Marshall, Texas. And he loves some football.
And there is a former Dallas Cowboy who, Lovie Smith, very important in his career, both in in college and making a transition, position change in college that set him forth on what is should be a Hall of Fame career.
Really?
That would be one Darren Woodson. Lovie Smith was his position coach at Arizona State.
I did not know that.
Yeah.
Oh, that's cool.
I knew there was one name familiar on their coaching staff, one George Warhop. You remember him?
Mm-hmm.
Cowboys former offensive line coach, maybe in the 2000s.
That's crazy how even the coaches, even the offensive line coaches are – someone that you don't recognize.
Yeah. He's the one I recognize.
Right, I'm just saying.
Warhop was here 03, 04, so the first couple of years of Bill Parcells' time as a Cowboys.
Oh, that gives him credit.
So right before Sparano.
Yeah.
Offensive line coach here at 03, 04, right before Sparano got here. And then he went to San Francisco as the offensive line coach when Mike McCarthy was the offensive coordinator for the 49ers. Nolan's first year there.
And of note, since you mentioned offensive line, Tyron Smith did practice yesterday. They were not in pads, probably shells or whatever.
They were indoors and we were in here, and so you didn't get an opportunity
but
to go watch.
I heard that he was getting his hands on people and they were not happy.
Hey man, look, he's got work to do,
right?
You know, I gotta catch up, man. You know,
and he had his knee braces on his elbows. And there were a couple times where he locked on and they weren't going anywhere.
That's crazy.
And I don't know if he was on the scout team or what, because I'm sure he wasn't getting reps with the regular guys, but they wanted to get him going. And by all accounts, he looked pretty good.
He got
At
going.
Least he looked strong, right?
Yeah.
I think I read somebody said that, you know, he put those knee braces on his elbows.
Yes.
And that. They barely fit because he's been lifting so much.
He's
got hands.
But those braces, I was watching that yesterday going, you think it might help me some?
If I braces on there, make you stronger?
I don't think they fit anywhere on your body.
No, there's no way. I'm not talking his knee braces.
When he first got
he looks even bigger with those braces on his arms.
He looks more like the Fox guy,
the
right?
Fox, thinking about the Fox guy, yeah.
When he first got here, I believe it was him, they nicknamed Hotel California because when he got his hands on you, could never leave.
As you were talking about,
that is a good one. I like that.
As you were talking about that, I was when he goes into the Hall of Fame, which will happen, that will be the thing they talk about his play style more than anything, or his strong hands.
And evidently he hasn't lost that.
So. And you got to say his humility as well.
Yeah,
I have never heard this guy boast or brag or anything. And I went on a cruise with him one time, one of those cowboy cruises. And it was good to be with him. He was real quiet, real nice. And I had a video of him dancing. So I'm going to blackmail him with that one of these days. But he's real cool. He had a good time. You don't see him shout at all.
All right. You know what's interesting about it? Because he is such a gentle giant.
Yes,
okay.
He is.
For us in the media, I mean, his whole time here, over a decade now, okay, you don't approach him in the locker room for an interview, and it's because he's so big, you know. But he's the nicest guy, though.
It's not the attitude.
But it's not something you get the feeling he enjoys doing interviews, and so it's like you just leave. Okay, but it's almost like the media is intimidated by him, like a defensive lineman would be, even to go up and ask him for an interview.
But he's happy, because he really, like you said, he doesn't want the interview.
Right.
So I think he's happy with that little persona, and I think he kind of gives you
that
you can kind of feel that.
That's right.
Yeah, hey man, just
it's like
boundaries.
When there's people out there, you got to test their temperature before you approach them.
Yeah.
Right. And his temperature. Yes, right. They asked Tyler Smith about it. It was good to see him out there. And he goes, And they were saying, how much does he help you? And he goes, well, he's kind of quiet.
Especially compared to Tyler. Oh, he talks about
it.
And I can't remember who pointed this out. And they go, well, how was he? And he goes, well, he was grunting. Yeah. He grunted a couple times. So anyway, he's out there.
Yeah.
James Washington, I talked to him for a little bit yesterday in the locker room. He's ready to go.
Yeah.
It's just a matter of when they want to get him going.
Right.
He's been ready for a couple weeks, just kind of chomping at the bit. And Anthony Brown did have his surgery on the Achilles this week.
Sad.
Dr. Curry did the surgery, which means he's in really good hands, because if he fixed mine, I bet he can fix a professional athlete's Achilles.
Not much cleanup.
Yeah, you know, right.
With you, it's probably took a lot more.
Probably, we got to be careful here, right?
Someone 40 years younger.
Yes, much better shape. Yeah. No, really, I think in real time, he would be probably like 60 years younger if you just got looked at
right
where he is. You know what I'm saying? You got it.
It wasn't, he had better Achilles in there to repair, right? Yeah. It wasn't aging.
No, it was not.
So anyway, that's kind of a update on somewhat injury.
Now, refresh my memory. Last week, the Cowboys made a move, and the roster was down to 52. Did it go back?
I think they've got 51 now.
Okay, so because
they haven't replaced Anthony Brown.
Right. And they haven't even made a move on Anthony Brown yet,
of
yesterday.
Yeah.
And so when Anthony Brown goes on IR, that would be two spots. So they don't even have to make a move to activate James Washington.
No, like get rid of somebody.
Right.
Yeah. And I think some people were thinking, well, they got James Washington coming back, they won't have room for Odell.
Mm-hmm.
Odell.
I
thought it, see, everybody's like, we're still discussing this, and from what I can tell,
it's over.
At this point, they're over.
It's a done deal.
They are
not
over him.
It's not happening.
And Micah Parsons pointed out that somebody asked Micah, he said, did Odell say like when he could get back? And Odell said, well, yeah, I'm probably 5 weeks away.
But playoffs.
5 weeks away. But that's getting back into practice.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Now he's got to ramp up.
Yeah.
And
so he'd be ramped up maybe in time for the Super Bowl.
Yeah. Yeah.
Can you do that? Just come back for the Super Bowl?
Sure.
If you've signed him to your roster.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Can you sign him Super Bowl week?
That's what I'm talking about.
I think you can do that.
I know you can. Yeah. Super
Bowl
week is what I mean.
You can claim somebody off of
No, I mean, he's a free agent.
Free agents. I think there's some sort of rule about that. I'm not sure.
It's been a while since we've dealt with Super Bowl rosters.
But anyway, so
rules might have changed since 1995 too.
So
come to think of it.
Here's the point. On a serious note, if he's no better than that now, what's he been doing? And, when I wrote my column, it was like when you're on your own, you don't rehab like if you're with a team, right? Because somebody's got in jurisdiction of you. When you're rehabbing on your own, you're hiring some guy. And you can't make that guy mad like he's going to get mad at you because he's getting paid. So
you're still the boss.
You're the boss, not him. Okay. Now, think about it. He can wake up in the morning and go, I don't feel like it today. You don't wake up in the morning and tell Britt Brown, I don't feel like it today, mm-hmm. right?
You think it's intimidating going up to Tyron Smith in the locker room? It's really intimidating going up to Britt Brown.
Britt will probably get in the car and come and get you, right? This is what we do here, right? I don't know how well he would react to that.
I would be very surprised, because that sounds like that could happen in a very casual manner. I would be very surprised if a professional – approached his rehab in a casual manner.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm hoping that didn't happen. Here's what I'm hoping in regards to explanation. That's the second one. Okay, the second surgery on the same area. Maybe it's just going to take longer because it's the second surgery.
No, it is going to take longer because when they fix it the first time, when they take the, what do they take, a tendon or something?
Thank God I have no idea.
I think they take a tendon out of your thigh or whatever and put redo, that's what replaces your
ACL.
The ligament, ACL. But when you do it the second time, you got to go to the other knee because that tendon's no longer there.
But I was saying,
so
in regards to healing,
no, but you got two. Now you got two knees, two legs to heal.
Yeah,
right. So,
and to me, I think just the when you start dealing with the mechanism in there, one tendon, okay, then the second tendon. I have an idea that maybe it's just inherently gonna take longer. Because it's the second surgery, but the tendon I get, you can get it from another leg and all that. But I mean, just to go back into that same area, that's got to heal a little bit slower than it would after the first
maybe
time.
Maybe it's easier because the tunnel's already in there.
The portal,
just leave it
it's
in there,
done.
Right? Yeah.
Okay, so here's a report on the original ACL surgery that he had in 2020. And this is from Ian Rappaport.
Mm-hmm.
All right. The procedure, which was performed in 2020, was performed by a non-team-affiliated doctor, led to a rehab that took longer than expected while Beckham was training in Arizona. Some wondered if he wasn't working hard enough. Turns out, just not a great surgery.
Oh, wait, no. Just not a great surgery.
That's what.
So it wasn't him. It was the surgery.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's.
Well, let me tell you.
So why wouldn't he go through the NFL team?
Because he wasn't on a team, maybe.
He was a free agent.
He was a free agent. And he's a free – that's why if this happened to you and I was your agent, I would tell you, you just sign on the practice squad because you get to come to the Dallas Cowboys and rehab here with Britt Brown, not with some guy you hired, right? Even if it cost you money, it's in your best interest.
And Rappaport said, and I don't know what the date is. This is from April, okay? Rappaport reported that Beckham's original surgically repaired knee from 2 years ago was concerning enough that the Rams didn't want to sign him to a long-term deal.
They only signed him to a one-year deal, 1.25.
So before the Rams signed Odell this past season, the knee was a concern because it was not 100% healthy. And so what they are hoping, what Beckham is hoping, is that the second surgery has corrected what was the issue in the first surgery, which would mean that the rehab might be longer because it's the second surgery on the same knee.
Well, it's already longer.
You compare it to Michael Gallup.
Michael Gallup had his surgery in which was a first ACL. He had it in February.
6 weeks difference.
But he had a surgery in February, and then he sort of the timeline on it, and he was playing in a game in late October. When did he come back?
Beginning of November.
Yeah. So
we're looking at Beckham. He's working on 11 months, right?
Yeah.
Am I right? 11 months?
There's basically 9 months on Gallup to be back in a game.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
The initial diagnosis was the Rams weren't happy with what it looked like, so they only gave him a one-year deal. Then he goes out there and got hurt.
And so, everybody else is saying, because you know what? These trainers, they discuss things with each other. It's not like my team's here. It's like they kind of trade
information. Yeah.
And what's the chances that something else didn't go wrong that needs to be fixed? Mm-hmm. You know, like some sort of meniscus or whatever.
So he's out there balling with the Rams all year on a bad knee.
Well,
right? he says that he tore it before the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
So
he tore it before.
That's what one of the reports said.
And he went out and balled out.
I would think, well, I don't know about
or, but, yeah, I mean,
I
don't think
know
there's
about
a,
tearing
there's
anything,
a partial.
But he probably played injured, which is what, you know, that's the way it goes. You're going to get out there and do what you got to do, and he still looked good on it until that one
But
move.
Don't you think at this point you could have worked out for a team if they asked you to?
Yeah.
after all well, this
well,
time?
Well, no.
Here's what Odell.
No, I would not say that he could work out for a team. He's not ready.
Here's what Odell tweeted on July 2nd. Crazy thought, really played the whole back half of the season without an ACL and won a Super Bowl. So,
well,
that's just what.
I'm not sure I believe that you can do that without an
ACL.
Well,
he wants to let you know how amazing.
Well,
he
you
is.
Saw what he tweeted. You saw what his tweet was yesterday, right?
I did not. I don't think I follow him. Maybe I need to start following him.
I didn't follow him. I just heard somebody mention it. He tweeted out a picture of a pawn.
Oh, yeah. I heard about that. You may have mentioned it.
Yeah, you mentioned it yesterday. Yeah. We didn't know what the hell. What does that mean?
Still, I don't know. It didn't have any words. It just said pawn.
So he's the pawn. So he thinks he's being used.
No, I don't know.
He's being blamed?
I don't know. I'm just saying.
Is he being blamed for not using the right doctor?
I think there's a reason.
Right surgeon?
Well, he should have came to Dr. Cooper. Go ask.
No, call Dr. Knight.
No, not Dr. Knight. Who was it? Schwarber, the baseball player, the Cubs. Is it Kyle Schwarber?
Schwarber, yep.
When he tore his ACL at the beginning of the season in April, and he came to Dr. Cooper at the Carroll Clinic to get his knee reconstructed, and by late October, this guy was batting in the World Series for the Cubs. Now, think about how quick that is. And I think it's a testament to, you know, getting a good surgeon to do your knee.
Cut.
I'm done. You guys are sitting there playing games on your computers and phone, you know.
He's trying to find something.
No, I'm trying to figure out were the Cubs in the World Series this year? All right, so we continue with more mix shots in just a moment.
The Medal of Honor is our country's highest military award for valor in combat. More than 40 million individuals have served in the armed forces since the Civil War. Fewer than 4,000 have received the Medal of Honor. The National Medal of Honor Museum will be a place to preserve these legacies and inspire America. It's being built right next door to the Dallas Cowboys in Texas. Help us honor our country's greatest heroes. Learn more and get involved at mohmuseum.org.
We paid how much for those lessons?
Shh, she's doing great.
Oh yeah, totally. Can you pass me a Pepsi Zero Sugar? Great job, honey! Oh. Oh, look at that. That's not the end.
No way. Now it's time for the encore.
You know what? You're right. Five times? Not enough times.
For everyone who traded in rock concerts for their kids' recitals, you've compromised enough. Pepsi Zero Sugar. That's what I like.
Nobody protects you from mayhem like Allstate. You hear that? I'm a torrential downpour. Torrential? What's that even mean? It means you can't see out of your windshield. And if you have the wrong car insurance, you might have to make it rain to fix your bumper. So switch to Allstate, save money, and be better protected from mayhem, like me.
Based on coverage and limits selected, subject to terms, conditions, and availability. In most states, prices vary based on how you buy. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
What do you call a group of grown men and women with their faces painted silver and blue who get together every week to share a 3-hour-long ritual of jumping, singing, and toasting Miller Lite and 10-gallon hats while yelling, "How about them cowboys?" You call it Miller Time in Dallas. Here's to the cowboys. Here's to the original light beer. It's Miller Time. Celebrate responsibly. 2021 Miller Brewing Company, Fort Worth, Texas.
With Spring Black Friday savings at the Home Depot, you can get up to $2,300 off select kitchen packages from top brands like GE Profile. That means you can save on a new GE Profile smart quad door refrigerator that's full of convenient features like a dual dispense autofill pitcher and an ice dispenser with up to 12.5 pounds capacity. Bring convenience to your kitchen with smart, innovative appliances from GE Profile. Right now, save up to $2,300 on select kitchen packages with Spring Black Friday savings at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Back to Mixed Shots.
K-Post Rudy, Roofing and Waterproofing. Proud partner of the Dallas Cowboys, from corporate homes to your home. Have your roof checked by choice, not by chance. Call now, 214-225-4860, capepostcompany.com.
Oh, man. Straighten it up, Bill.
Do you want me to clean up
my mess?
Straighten
it up, Bill.
All right.
Please.
This producer supreme feels like that I need to clarify about Rick Burkhead, Rex Burkhead's dad, the last segment I said he works security at the stadium. Well, in his career, he has been an FBI agent. And my understanding is Rick told me this, he retired from the FBI. Mm-hmm. And so, but I saw him at the stadium a couple of times during this regular season. In fact, one of the days I saw him, I can't remember who the Texans were playing, and he said, I said, so how's Rex doing? And I was like, who are they playing today? And he's like, I don't know.
it doesn't matter.
How are you?
They're still losing.
Yeah. What's that?
They're still going to lose.
And I'm friends with Rick. Yeah. And so I can say this on the air, but I said it to him. I said, so that shows the difference. Where if my kid was playing in the NFL, I for darn sure will know that they're playing the Chargers this week. He's been doing this for 30 years in his life. You know, he's 30 something years old now. Probably started playing football at age 3, and so he's played in the NFL. And honey, who does Rex play this week?
But now, let's be clear.
Who's he playing for?
When you saw him, he was not in a yellow jacket, right?
Right.
And with his whistle.
That's right.
He wasn't
a crossing guard.
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
He wears a suit.
He wears
I don't know that in his retirement life, I'm not sure he has to wear a suit anymore.
Oh, he wears a suit on the sidelines. Yeah, I see him every
week. Okay.
So he's in a full-blood suit.
As a matter of fact, you know what? I think I ran into him on Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
Because he came here one year and gave us a lecture on safety in the building, as a matter of fact.
So, Bill, thank you for straightening that out.
All right, so I straightened that out.
Don't demean your friend's position at the stadium.
So back to the cornerback position.
Back to it. Please, talk about this. How are we going to be with Joseph out there, and how is our dime package going to look?
Well,
on third downs.
Normally, when they go dime, it's an extra safety. So,
yes.
Kearse has been doing that.
Mm-hmm.
So, first up at taking Anthony Brown's spot is Kelvin Joseph.
Okay.
And, you know, I meant to look this up and I didn't do it to see what was the most defensive snaps he's played in a game in his career. Because I'm thinking last year it wasn't that many, but his name's on the top of the list on their little scoreboard for special teams.
Okay.
So they give points for different things, right?
Well, yeah, he's the gunner.
Tackles, assists, whatever.
Yeah, he's the gunner.
And so, which made me think, not only do you have to replace Anthony Brown at corner, if you're replacing him with Kelvin Joseph, now somebody's got to step up in his place on special teams, because they're not going to send him out there to play all those snaps on
how
special teams.
How many injuries on special teams that might bleed into the defensive back position? So you've got is Goodman? Is he down?
C.J. Goodman.
C.J. Goodman. He's good.
Oh, he's good?
Yeah.
Okay, I thought he went down.
Yeah, they don't have any injuries listed there.
He went down briefly in the game,
okay.
But he got 20 special team snaps
after the game, and he said he was surprised when he looked up and there were so many people around him and he was on the ground.
Well, you got
I said, are you okay? He's like, yes, I'm fine.
Okay.
So they're going to have to, as a backup corner now, Nashawn Wright will have to be active. And he will probably have to take up some of those special team snaps that Kelvin Joseph would have had if he was out there. And he hasn't been – I can look
– Nashawn was active for the Giants game. He had 17 special team snaps
Was that his only active game?
Yes.
So now he's active. And I talked to him a little bit and said, so I'm assuming you've always played – outside.
Yes.
And he goes, yeah. He goes, I'm not kind of built to play in the slot.
Mm-hmm.
So he was the reason that he played the Giants game, which was Thanksgiving, Joseph was out with an illness
right
for Thanksgiving. And so he was the gunner along with C.J. Goodwin in that game. So I would assume.
And I believe he made a tackle.
No, mm-hmm. he did. And he made a mistake,
right?
too. He made a mistake as well, but no.
Yeah.
He's very active out there. Very active out there.
To answer your question on how many snaps for Kelvin on defense, he had 29 in the game against Indianapolis and 18 snaps on special teams in that game. Of course, that was the game Anthony Brown got hurt. That's why he had 29 snaps on defense. Mm-hmm. The other game, Green Bay, is when Jordan Lewis – that was the first game Jordan Lewis missed – and he was 41 snaps on defense, 15 on special teams. So he was able to continue doing his special teams when he was filling in there with 41 snaps. But if you're going to up it to 65 or 70 snaps on defense, now Nashon Wright will need to be your gunner, right?
You
wouldn't y'all agree?
I agree.
Yeah.
Someone's got to take that place out there. Mm-hmm. I remember I still started on special teams, but, I mean, this guy does more than that. I think he's on the kickoff team as well. And, you know, when I was on the special teams, if I'm on a kickoff team, I'm just a safety. It's not like I'm running down there hauling ass trying to make a tackle. I'm trying to prevent a touchdown. So that's not as taxing as being a gunner on punt. You're getting double teamed. You know, you're getting jammed up at the line of scrimmage. And that's a tough task to ask a guy to start and do that at the same time.
You know, unless they made a mistake on this deal, they don't have him down for any defensive snaps.
For
Nashon Wright.
Yeah, I don't have him down for any defensive snaps. 17 special team snaps.
Yeah. Right, yeah.
Yeah.
So that's kind of where they're at. Now, they did sign, I think we talked about it yesterday, Mackenzie Alexander.
Yes.
And he's on the practice squad, so if they need to elevate him for a body, they can.
Does he need ramp up time?
No, because he at least he went to training camp with somebody.
That's been a while,
but he wasn't injured.
No, he did have somewhat of an injury
that's why they released.
He ended up on IR and they released him.
And so did we did a physical.
He had a groin surgery in the summer,
and so he passed the physical.
Yeah.
Well, to me, you know, if you're not coming off a recent injury, I don't know how much ramp-up time you need. I don't think you need 2 weeks if you're just going to come out there and play some special teams.
I was going to see if they had any other corners on the practice squad.
Kendall Sheffield.
Sheffield. Well, you know what? Sheffield would probably be the guy they would elevate.
Who, by the way, was with the Texans in preseason.
Yeah. And they know a little bit about him, and he's, you know, been active. So I would have bet he would be the next guy that would be elevated. And they will still have to elevate a backup center unless Tyron Smith's playing on Sunday, and I don't think he is.
Hmm. So. Would you like a little bit of news?
Sure. Why not?
From Stuart Mandel.
Who's that?
On Twitter. College football writer.
Oh, okay.
Former Cowboys head coach Jason Garrett has emerged as a finalist for the Stanford job, multiple sources have told The Athletic. Stuart Mandel works for The Athletic.
Mm-hmm. Be a perfect job for
it
him.
It would be.
I always thought going back to college would be where he
Coast?
Needs to go. Absolutely.
He's a Jersey guy.
It doesn't matter.
Stanford is the Princeton of the West, isn't it?
That's right.
Okay. Is that what, I'm sure that's not what Stanford calls it.
They do. Yeah, they actually do.
They do?
Yes.
Oh, Lord.
Stanford, they call it the Princeton of the West? I just made that up.
I think they do or something like that. Stanford thinks they're an Ivy League school.
Yeah.
You know, Oklahoma.
I mean, but if you're gonna compare yourself to Ivy League, then you're
Stanford,
not an Ivy League school.
Stanford is already an Ivy League school, basically.
Don't
right?
bury the lead.
Right. And... now, Oklahoma is the Harvard of the Southwest. We all know that.
No, this is the Brown. It's the Brown University.
So, Jason Garrett, a finalist for the Stanford job. I wonder if he will bring Babe Laufenberg there, a former Stanford Cardinal, to be his quarterbacks coach.
That's interesting.
That is not interesting.
Nate Newton for the offensive line. Jason Witten for the tight ends, who I just saw was named Coach of the Year at that. Are they in Taps?
Uh-huh. They had a very nice season at Liberty Christian in Argyle.
They
went 10-2.
How far did they go?
They got knocked out in the playoffs.
Second.
Oh, second. Okay. Yeah. After the
they had a bye the first
a
week.
Losing season last year, so he made progress.
Yeah. Nice. Like the Cowboys.
Do you think Charlotte calls for a recommendation over there?
Oh, yeah. That's a good one. Charlotte would call Stanford for a recommendation for Jason, I would imagine.
Yeah.
I can see that.
There you go.
All right. We continue with more mix shots in just a moment.
We paid how much for those lessons?
Shh. She's doing great.
Oh, yeah. Totally. Can you pass me a Pepsi Zero Sugar?
Great job, honey.
Oh. Well, look at that. That's not the end.
No way. Now it's time for the encore.
You know what? You're right. Five times? Not enough times.
For everyone who traded in rock concerts for their kids' recitals, you've compromised enough. Pepsi Zero Sugar. That's what I like.
Nobody protects you from mayhem like Allstate. You hear that? I'm a torrential downpour. Torrential? What's that even mean? It means you can't see out of your windshield. And if you have the wrong car insurance, you might have to make it rain to fix your bumper. So switch to Allstate, save money, and be better protected from mayhem, like me.
Based on coverage and limits selected, subject to terms, conditions, and availability. In most states, prices vary based on how you buy. Allstate Bar and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
The Medal of Honor is our country's highest military award for valor in combat. More than 40 million individuals have served in the armed forces since the Civil War. Fewer than 4,000 have received the Medal of Honor. The National Medal of Honor Museum will be a place to preserve these legacies and inspire America. It's being built right next door to the Dallas Cowboys in Texas. Help us honor our country's greatest heroes. Learn more and get involved at mohmuseum.org.
The season is finally here. For months, we've been gearing up to win. Now it's time for the team that performs on any field, United Ag and Turf. With John Deere zero turns for mowing, compact tractors for loading, mini excavators for digging, Gator utility vehicles for hauling, implements for grading, hay tools for baling. United Ag and Turf, for winning. The official Ag and Turf equipment supplier of the Dallas Cowboys. Visit UnitedAgandTurf.com for more.
That Los Angeles sunshine coming through.
Please stand by. Prime Video and Westworld director Jonathan Nolan invite you to Fallout.
After 200 years, we don't know much about what's up there. Violence, desperation, lawlessness.
Everyone wants to save the world. They just disagree on how.
We're going to get across that wasteland, and we're going to do it together.
Fallout. All episodes available now on Prime Video.
Back to Mixed Shots.
Speaking
speaking
HBCUs.
We weren't speaking about that on the air.
But go ahead.
That was in the break.
No, I know. And that's why I was saying, because it's my lead in to Dak Prescott is this year's Cowboys nominee for the Walter Payton NFL Man
there
of the Year
award
presented by Nationwide, recognizing NFL players for outstanding community service off the field and excellence on the field. Help Dak earn a $25,000 donation to his Faith Fight Finish Foundation by voting on Twitter. Tweet or retweet hashtag WPMOY challenge followed by Dak Prescott through January 8th. Vote Dak.
Good job.
Jackson State.
Eventually.
Walter Payton.
That's right.
Yeah, we know. Mm-hmm. The fans may not know.
Just wanted to make sure.
Jackson State is where Walter Payton went to school.
Mm-hmm. HBCU is where I started because of Walter Payton.
That's right.
Okay.
All right, very good, and very deserving for Dak Prescott to be the Cowboys nominee.
There's no doubt.
Yeah.
By the way, yesterday we were talking about Donovan Wilson.
Yes.
So they asked Micah Parsons what he thought of Donovan Wilson's play this year. And he starts off and he goes, yeah, Dono. And it was like, well, what are you talking about? And he goes, well, Dono came to me and said, so if I was one of those animals, what would I be? And Parson goes,
his spirit animal.
You would be a jaguar. And it's like, why a jaguar? And he goes, because he's like one of those jaguars that, you know, they're dangerous on the land, but they'll jump into the water and pull out an 18-foot alligator. And it's like, how do you know that? He goes, I watched the videos, and I've seen those jaguars jump in there and pull out the alligator.
And they take them up the tree.
Yeah.
So what channel do you think Michael watches more than any other?
It's that Animal Channel.
The Discovery Channel?
Discovery Channel.
Yeah. There's got to be.
National Geographic.
Or that. Because Wild Kingdom's not on TV anymore, is it?
No.
But he went on with
Marlon Berkins.
He
Wild
went on
Kingdom.
With this analogy.
That's a weekly show. This
And somebody said, so is the jaguar more dangerous than the lion? He goes, well, us lions, we got the land covered. But he's got the land and the water that's covered. Right.
Mm-hmm. I agree. Good stuff.
This just comes
good
off the
stuff.
Top of his head,
good
right?
Stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So he nicknamed Donovan Wilson Jaguar.
That's a good one. He is a lean, mean machine. That kid
about
is really
the,
impressive.
About
really
the recruiting pitch to Odell on, that Micah talked about education.
He basically said, did you give him a pitch to recruit him here? He goes, well, yeah. He goes, but, you know, this ain't college. I can't sit there and go, you can get a good education here.
Oh, I love it.
He is a piece of work. Piece of work.
And that Donovan Wilson, I mean, you talk about a guy who has made a – and he's done it throughout his career. He's just been able to stay healthy this time.
Exactly.
You know?
He's got a lot more help this time.
Yeah, that too.
Mm-hmm. And we're able to put him in position to where, you know, we can be choosy on when we bring him down.
And
you know,
by
we're
the
not
way,
forced to. And when he's deep, he's making plays. But also, we still bring him down when it's time to and when we need to.
Now,
to stop the run.
Check out this defensive line. He is tied for the team lead with Vander Esch with 85 total tackles. He has 4 sacks, 2 tackles for losses, 9 quarterback pressures, 1 forced fumble, and 1 interception, and 2 pass defense.
That's nice.
So, and by the way, this is the last year of his contract. So he's
there's
free,
another one.
Free agent.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
There's another one.
One of those guys that, you know, you spend money on Odell Beckham Jr. not knowing when he's going to play again and when he does, how well he'll play. But you got all these free agents next year that you got to take care of. So you can't be careless with your salary cap dollars, right? As somebody I heard said, come on, Jerry, just take out your checkbook and sign them.
So you look at the 3 safeties, Kearse, Hooker, and Wilson. Kearse and Hooker are signed through next season. Okay. Wilson is a free agent in the spring.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So.
And the next thing you would be doing is putting Israel Mukwamu out there.
Hey, I like his number. If nothing
24.
Else.
He picked number
the right
24
number.
In your program.
I bet he was just giving it.
Yeah, I think he was. Pretty sure he didn't ask for 24. Everyone wants single numbers these days.
I just saw the quote I wrote down about Parkins. He goes, Parsons, he said, yeah, if you watch video, that Jaguar stuff, that's some crazy S out there.
When I tape the Mike McCarthy show every Thursday, in the last segment, I try to come up with an unsung star. Who would be your nominees for an unsung star on this Cowboys team? Last week, I asked Will McClay, and Will McClay, and I used it on the show, told Coach that Will McClay's unsung star on this team, a guy that doesn't get the recognition, he's playing very well, but doesn't get necessarily the recognition that he deserves. And he said Malik Hooker was his unsung star.
I think we just talked about him.
Donovan Wilson is your unsung star?
Yeah. Because you know what? He's hardly ever in the locker room.
He's amazing.
So he doesn't get interviewed.
Yeah.
You know, and after the game, he disappears. And it's like, come on, man. If I'm your agent.
I like this guy already. Go ahead.
I said, if I'm your agent, I got to get you out there, right? I mean, he's leading the team in tackles. as a safety. That's pretty darn good. As a matter of fact, the leaders, Wilson with 85, Van Der Esch with 85, and then it falls off to Jayron Kearse with 57 and Malik Hooker with 47, just total tackles.
You know what I like about that is that you don't have a Eugene Lockhart with 225 tackles.
Right.
You got a bunch of them with under 100.
Yeah, you got one guy chasing one dude.
Nobody else was making tackles that year.
I would say Dorrance Armstrong. I'm a big
That's
fan.
That's a good one.
I am a big fan. This guy's been doing it all year, starting from really, I'd say, game two especially. His emergence has really you got to capitalize over what's over here. You have to capitalize off of the fact that this guy, Michael Parsons, is bringing the attention. And it's easier said than done, but he's doing it. And he's doing it consistently.
Eight sacks.
Damn.
Second on the team.
Damn.
And if you think about this, and it's what I wrote last Friday, when the Cowboys lost Randy Gregory, it was like, oh, my God, what are we going to do at defensive end, right? And Armstrong got the opportunity. His eight sacks are more than Randy Gregory ever had in a single season.
Interesting.
I think Gregory's high was six. So he's got eight.
And I believe he's a couple of his plays have led to touchdowns. No, he scored a touchdown, right? And he blocked a punt, if I'm not mistaken.
No, he's blocked a punt and a field goal.
Wow.
That's all right, impressive. Nate in Frisco has chimed in on the question.
He's got somebody.
He's got my guy. This is the guy that I was going to go with tonight.
Okay.
And now I probably will go with it. It's an offensive player.
Mm-hmm.
Who's an offensive player? Can you think who he might be suggesting?
Jake Ferguson?
No, he's my guy.
Jake Ferguson? He's your guy?
No, the guy that I'm looking at the text as well.
I'm looking
at who Nate chose.
You're looking. Mm-hmm. Noah Brown.
Yeah. Good one.
With three exclamation points.
That's a good one.
Oh, Mickey's not. Uh-oh. We're going to have a conversation after the show when Nate comes in here. Nate, you need to talk with Mickey.
Here's what I saw before we go. But here's what I saw, and I talked about this yesterday. When you have a game like we had and these blowout games we've had, it's easy to stick with your game plan, and you could practice that. But we do that out here. But then they can do it in real time in the game. I think those opportunities where – you need to try your deep game. Your deep passing game should be worked on during these moments. And the only time I saw us going deep was to Noah Brown.
Right.
Which I thought was a decent pass, but the DB would not let him go for it. So you had a PI. But we need to work on that, especially if we're bringing back Washington, right? We're bringing him into the game. We need to start practicing on our deep passes because as we get closer to the playoffs and in the playoffs, you know they're going to sit down on our routes just like they've been doing the last 2 years.
So all you people out there that keep harping on this, please listen to Everson Walls. Somebody asked me the other day, so are the Cowboys a running offense? And I'm going, yeah, they're running the ball well.
Damn right.
But they're going to throw it too.
Mm-hmm.
And then somebody says, is Dak being too aggressive? And it's like, no, I want my quarterback aggressive. I got to get the ball down the field.
And I think he's like, damn the percentages and all of that. You know, there are some plays that he needs to try because he knows he has the ability to do it,
right.
The luxury to do it with this defense. I wouldn't do it early in the second quarter, but there I would take a lot more chances without putting my defense in bad situations.
And see,
because I'm going to depend on them throughout the entire
season. Right, and then
the
follow-up was, yeah, but he's got all these interceptions. So I looked, and I know these guys have played more games than he has this year. He's got 7 picks.
Mm-hmm.
Patrick Mahomes, 8 interceptions. Joe Burrow, 8 interceptions. Josh Allen, 11 interceptions. Aaron Rodgers, 9 interceptions. So if you're a quarterback, you're going to get intercepted at some point, right? But you got to take those throws to keep people from compacting the field.
That's true.
You can't let them compact the field defensively. Like, okay, they're not going to throw it over my head, so I'm going to play uptight.
Well, see, when you have a 40-point game, that's when you want to take those chances.
Right.
But they still have to be calculated chances.
But I understand those guys have had more pass attempts than Dak.
Yes, no doubt. And Dak has thrown too many interceptions. But as far as I'm concerned, those are interceptions that – they are covered up a lot by the fact that we have this defense. This defense is not the San Francisco defense. I don't care about that crap on however they do their thing. All I know is this. Our defense can stop any drive anywhere at any time, given the right situation.
And having said that, the late entry on the unsung hero, Deron Bland, played in a significant role as the slot corner
balling.
After Jordan Lewis went
balling,
out. Because you just don't find those guys, growing on trees.
Yeah, and young guy.
Yeah,
young guy.
Rookie.
Young man.
I was going to say freshman.
Who was at Sacramento State just over a year ago.
Yes.
He finished up at Fresno State.
He
finished up at Fresno his last year, but he was at Sacramento State before that. All right. This edition of Mixed Shots. Thanks to our loyal listener, Nate in Frisco. And we will chat at you again tomorrow here on Mixed Shots.
Go Cowboys.
This has been a production of DallasCowboys.com and the Dallas Cowboys Football Club.
How about this, Cowboys? Yeah!